Oh, hi, Big Fatty.
Ooh, I know. Are you catching your breath?
I have walked a step or two.
I was going to say, y'all, I get this message. Big Fatty, I'm ready if you are. And I said, I'm ready. And nothing. Correct.
I was saying goodbye to the jar.
In other words,
no, I'd already done that. Oh. And
now, was there any motorboating?
Not today, but you know, we're going to talk about South Robin in a minute. So,
no.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show.
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Meh.
It's a birthday meh. Well, yes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 17th of October, 2022, in the walk-in year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria.
Yes!
I am your host, the one who also has been nipple-walking, the one fat, the only Mr.
In his Ron DeSantis white boots.
Correct. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R...
Even when I'm having a good weekend, he just wants to just bring it down by spelling it wrong. V-A-D-E-R. Ruined. Y'all, it's Big Fatty's also here. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Oh, y'all, it's been a weekend. It's been a week. And we're here recording now. We are sans special guests today.
Yes.
Although, for some reason, I think the jar is on your front porch. Well, he's stopping by. We'll talk about that in a moment. But yeah, y'all, it's been a week. I had big doings this week. Y'all, I went to the Mississippi. And y'all.
And have you already booked a stay at the Mississippi Resort?
Have I already booked a stay... You mean, did I come home and immediately get checked for, like, most communicable diseases?
Yes.
Because, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, y'all, Tuesday, well, we recorded on Sunday, as you know. We recorded a day before we release. And, y'all, Sunday after the show, after the little show, y'all, we were on our way to the jar pantry. I've decided it's the jar pantry, not the jar shelf.
I think that's lovely.
Right, we're on our way to
the... And who... He's coming out of the pantry.
Right. But on the way to the pantry, y'all, we stopped by Big Fatty's last Sunday evening. I know we talked about it on the show, y'all. We changed out a little light bulb for him.
Not a light bulb, an
outlet for him, yeah.
And by the way, I meant to tell y'all this when you were over on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how wonderful it is that thing is working properly.
Well,
plus,
yeah.
Plus the little light that's the indicator,
right,
is in the lower right-hand corner of
that
the outlet.
That is what you asked for, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, but the other one was up by where the switches pop.
Right.
And this is down at the right bottom right-hand of the outlet. It makes a nice little nightlight in there.
Ooh, we love a little nightlight.
And you know, the elderly love a nightlight.
Well, you need one. Now, y'all...
You do.
So, we did that, and you heard about that on the little show. We also tried to change out an outlet for one with USBs, but it wasn't the right kind of outlet, and so that kind of...
Yeah.
sorry, Big Fatty. Can't use that outlet here. But y'all, the more terrifying thing was, y'all, breaking news. Big Fatty stores hash browns in his closet. Y'all, that was, now I did venture into the love chamber churlet area, yes, when Big Fatty was on vacation, because I ran the sinks a little bit and I flushed the turlets just to, you know, keep the water flowing through there. Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I was not nosing through Big Fatty's house, but we were standing there in the love chamber, turlet area. And, y'all, I look up and his, closet there, by the sinks in the turlet, it had clothes in it, as you would expect. But y'all, it was also a pantry. That fat thing in his bathroom has enough food to last a normal person 6 months in his closet. I know.
So I buy it when it's on sale, and my pantry is not that large.
Mm.
And so I just store some things, you know, that don't require refrigeration. Store that in there.
Right. And so just in case anyone was curious, when you go to Big Fatty's, all the food is not in the kitchen. Some of it is in the love chamber, which I find fitting, honestly, if we're being truthful.
Well, and a lot of the space in there right now is taken up by the four giant boxes of the Rice Krispie Halloween treats.
Right. So you can just sit there and eat them on Halloween. You can just feed them to yourself. Okay.
Well, no, actually, I bought the a package of the Reese's Big Cups.
Ooh, not the pumpkins.
They were on sale at the Von Z's. Oh, no, right. These are full size, but they're the big thick ones that have like two or three times the peanut butter
and calories.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be eating those while the children get the token treats.
Y'all, we made the mistake of telling the jar on Saturday about, you know, Nugget Fest at Big Fatty's while he hands out the candy. And the jar said, well, I might like a nugget platter. So who knows? Maybe there'll be a Nugget Fest again during the candy handing out.
Who doesn't love a Nugget Fest?
Well, I mean, I do. Apparently, the jar really likes a Nugget Fest. He was...
There you go.
Did you see his eyes light up when we started talking about platters of nuggets? And I was like...
Yes.
I was like, my goodness.
And may I just say that if the jar is coming, you'll need to get the large platter.
Oh, correct. Y'all, the jar is not a small young man. There's nothing small about him, new.
I cannot verify what you just said.
Right. But he is, y'all, he's not here with us today. He is doing his laundry. Y'all, we've had a laundry incident. And
y'all, it's breaking news.
Y'all, I can't sleep at the jars because I break out in hives. And so we've narrowed it down.
Well.
We've narrowed it down to his laundry detergent.
Well, at least it isn't requiring penicillin.
Correct. We've narrowed it down to his laundry detergent or his cat. Now, I find it very unlikely that it's the Kitty Catamus, because, as you know, I live with Kitty Catamai for 17
years.
Well,
not anymore.
Right. But, y'all, I laid down on his bed Friday night, because he has a studio. And so the bed's just right there. And so I lay down on the bed to play with the cat, and y'all, my neck started itching. It just, like, because it was touching the pillow, and I was like, all right. So, y'all, the jar is off doing laundry with my laundry detergent right now. Just seeing if it's going to help. But anyway, so we went to, I went on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I got up and got in the jalopy. Off to the aeropuerto at 4:45 a.m. or 5:45 a.m., 5:45 a.m., y'all, and flew to the Mississippi, to the Biloxi, Mississippi. That's the Biloxi
and
Gulf Port.
This was not required by law, right? I mean, it wasn't
part of your community service
or anything.
I feel like if I were to try to get a passport right now, they'd be like, sir, we were just looking at your travel history and...
you went to Mississippi.
Yeah. Y'all...
Speaking of that, did you ever post Jeremiah's link?
I tweeted it. I tweeted it, and then I went back and edited last week's post and put the link in there. So if you'd already downloaded, of course, it wouldn't show up. But if you're looking for it, it's in last week's post. I will do my best to put it in this week's post. I won't be distracted because I'm here by myself. And
there appears to be a person with a man bun caught on my camera.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm guessing he's retrieving his laundry detergent. Y'all, we'll tell you about the laundry detergent in a minute. Yes. But we went to I went to Mississippi with my coworker Lorena. We flew into Gulfport, Biloxi, and it looked lovely. I had an altercation with the rental car place, which has yet to be resolved. Actually, I've gotten charged for two rental cars now. But but
I don't think I heard about that.
No, but. Anyway, so y'all, I got there and we waited in line because, of course, it's, you know, 1982 and Gulfport. And so we waited in line at the counter, finally got a car. We were starting to get, we had landed early and we were okay on time. And then, like, the longer we stood there, we were starting to get a little nervies about making it to our little work project on time. And so y'all,
because you had to stop at the liquor store, didn't you?
We did that later. We stopped at the grocery store to get bottles of water because y'all were going to Jackson where they don't have drink potable water coming out of the pipes. We'd heard. And so anyway, but y'all, we roll out to our RAV4 or similar, and y'all, we couldn't get the back hatch to open because they'd backed it in next to a sign. So we were like, all right, we're in a rush. We'll just throw our stuff in the back seat. So you can just imagine this. I'm pulling cords out so I can plug the phone in for the Apple CarPlay. Yeah, we sit in the car and we press the start button and the car says nothing. Nothing. Wouldn't do anything. We fiddled with it. We tried putting the key in different places in the car because it was just in my pocket. We fiddled around. Nothing would work. So back in I go, back to the desk. There was a line and I think we all know what happened. Next,
I believe an orange hat.
Yeah, I jingled the keys and I was like, this car won't start. I'm not waiting in that line. And people were pissing and yelling. I'm like, whatever. And I was like, we're running late. No, you just don't know how to start it. It's a hybrid. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? And so old Larry starts coming out. And I was like, the car won't start. There's no point in going out there. Give me another car. Y'all, he would not budge. So he has to go out there and shit his pants like Big Fatty just did. And then, y'all, he sits in the car and he's like, nope, it won't start. Y'all, I thought Lorena was going to drag him by his ear back into that desk. And he was like, let's go back in. I was like, absolutely not. You go back in and get me a car and you bring it back to me. I'm done with this. Like, I don't have time. We're late, right? So whatever. So instead of the RAV4, we, of course, end up in the Messerschmitt thing.
Or similar.
Yeah. And, y'all, it didn't have any creature comforts. It did have air conditioning, but it was questionable at best. So went and, y'all, they put me in a cage, in an MMA cage. Did that. And then, y'all, we got on
Was that because the rental car company did that?
Right, basically, yeah. And so then... got back in the rental car and the Messerschmitt are similar. And off we went. Y'all, we had to get to Jackson. Now, knowing what we know now, we could have done our little story, our little project that afternoon. But we didn't know because it's about 3.5 hour drive. So anyway, y'all, we checked into our motel. We went and had some delicious New Orleans food, bottle of wine.
Now, I hope that you stayed at a quality level hotel.
Well, Lorena does demand that.
Yes, no Days Inn.
No, we stayed at the Residence Inn by Marriott, which she thought was lovely. I thought it was fine. Y'all, there were the hot men's is there. Good Lord, the hot men's were there. The blue collar working men's, and so I was enjoying that. And
I think that's one of the amenities at the Residence Inn.
It is. Mm-hmm. Got up the next morning, y'all, did our little story, our little project, and y'all, we shopped some, bought some soap for the jar and some barbecue sauce. Y'all, there was an incident with the barbecue sauce because I forgot I didn't check a bag. So I had to run by the post office and mail the barbecue sauce home, which costs more than the barbecue sauce, for the record. But did that
it arrive?
It had arrived this morning, Sunday morning. Okay. Supposed to be there Saturday, but it was not. The jar woke up and it was at the pantry this morning because I just shipped it right to him and because I never wanted to see it again. And after the event that I went through, y'all, we did some shopping. I got some soaps for Larry Cly in the jar. Larry Cly is a thank you, and the jar is a hi. And just a little gift at. But
now I hope that you're not going to be allergic to those soaps.
I am not. They're hypoallergenic. Y'all, I was.
Oh, okay.
Lorena and I were so excited about the soaps, because we were like, oh, this is such a great gift, y'all. We thought it was a local place. The jar and I were just in the Mount Pleasant on our way back from the beach, and we stopped for a little Chipotle. Yeah, there was a Buff City Soap right there. It's a chain. Oh. Have it here in town. But whatever. Mm. Matters not. I was like, well, don't look too hard, because that's where you can go get more of that soap that you like. Y'all, Lorena and I got back in the jalopy, or similar. Uh-huh. And went back and went on to the area of Puerto, dropped off the car, went in because we were going to have a bottle of vodka and some French fries or something to celebrate.
Well, as one does.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you something about Jackson International Airport. Not one stitch of food or fucking booze in the entire airport. And I said, what is going on? Because I had my orange hat on. I was like, what is happening here? And they said, oh, COVID.
Now, I believe that they've recently renovated that airport, Aerial Puerto.
Oh, yeah. It's lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The signage and everything.
The signage, it's really the tracing of the Sharpie letters with the highlighter that really just give it that pop. That's something special. So I'll try to remember to put a picture of that in the show notes. Y'all, I won't.
You won't remember.
No. But y'all, we were standing there in the, TSA, because we have pre-check, so we were just, we had taken the soaps and stuff out of our bags, just in case. I know it's pre-check, they usually don't care, but I didn't want them to have to open my underpants in front of everyone. And so, just to run it through separately. And so we were just reorganizing in our bags, before we went to the gate. And I looked up to try to figure out how to get to the gate, and I saw the sign saying gates with an arrow, and y'all, it was Sharpie on some 8.5x11 paper. That is the Jackson Kelly International Airport, whatever it's called. So anyway, then I was poopy because there was no food or drink in the area of Puerto.
And a fat person who can't have a vodka?
Well, they're fat.
Not too.
And I think we know how that ends. So
yep.
Anyway, came on home. Y'all got home Thursday night at midnight, 1 a.m. Thursday morning.
But I'm sure you had some complimentary peanuts or pretzels.
Yeah, I was so angry at Delta because they behaved so badly. I did the, when he came by, just the hand flip, go away. Because the flight attendants were behaving so badly that I was having none of Delta by that point.
Did you at Delta and let them know about that?
I took that fucking survey and I was like, Miss Horty is many things, but she is not a lady to be treated this way.
Bags on time?
Well, we didn't have any check bags. So,
that's right. Never
by the time those folks got their bags, I was in the parking lot here at the Vader family compound getting ready for bed because I said toot toot and went right onto the car. Y'all couldn't find the car, but then I got in the car out of the parking garage and right on out. So did that. And but then on Saturday, y'all, there was an art walk over in the Park Circle, which is where the jar
lives.
That's
the big circle.
Mm-hmm, the big circle. Y'all, we were a little bit late because the jar had to change his oil and he needed me to actually help with that. And so,
and by help, you mean take pictures of him laying on the ground as he's changing the oil.
Well, I had the tool that he needed to actually change the oil. Y'all, he had worked on it. And Jar, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I'm not making fun of you. I love you. But this is, y'all, he's laying on the ground and he's just working out. I brought him the tool to get the oil filter off. And he said, they've put it on there too tight. It's not going to come off. And I said, babe, I'm not one to tell you what to do, but I think you're turning it the wrong way. So I saw his muscles flex the other way. And about that time, y'all, he had gotten so angry, he had scooted too far under the car.
Oh.
So about that time, The car shat on him. Yeah, the car shat on him. But it was quite funny to me. So helped him with that and helped him. This is his first time changing the oil. It's a new car. So whatever. Did that. But yeah, then we went on the art wall.
Is there a reason he just doesn't go to get his oil changed?
I told him that I hoped he learned a valuable lesson doing this. But he said he's always changed his oil. So whatever. But it's fine. I don't care. He can change my oil anytime he wants to.
And check it, too.
Right, exactly. But, y'all, we went on this art walk, and there was this demo that I wanted to see. It's called Cyanotype, and it involves, photography paper and this, the sun. But, y'all, so we stopped. It's the very first place we stopped. It was a block from the pantry. Y'all, we got sucked in. Right into their little world. And y'all, that is where we met South Rhett Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And her boobses were just there. And they were a little tanned and freckly, but they were there. And she just latched on to us. Y'all, she invited us to dinner. Right to dinner, to a chili potluck. I mean,
chili potluck it on was the 12th of November.
Exactly. Y'all, it was supposed to be like a quick, casual little... like, we're just going to stop. I just wanted to look at the art because I thought it was interesting. And they had some, rainbow art that was, but it was, that thick, gloopy paint. So it had texture to it, you know?
Ah.
I thought it looked cool. I just wanted to look at it. But, y'all, we got sucked right on in. So, South Rhett Robin and I are now BFF. The jar has already seen her again. I was like, we can't go to dinner on the 12th unless they invite us again. And he did not. He was a little unaware of this social protocol. And I said, it was a nice gesture, but if you get invited again, or if I do, then we should go. Well, y'all, don't forget about dinner. Yeah. So, and then we power walked on over. We did a nipple walk over to the villa where we sat on the veranda with Berg Friday. Y'all, the nip came. And so we sat out there and chatted with them for a while and then we went and had some dinner. We weren't going to have dinner, but we did because we're fat and
tubby.
Mm-hmm. And
Where did y'all go for dinner?
Azul, the Mexican place.
Oh,
okay. Right there in the circle.
By the way, didn't you have a pizza pie recommendation for everybody?
Oh no, just that we had Domino's and it was $8 with tax for a sausage pizza, a large sausage pizza, and it was quite good and crunchy for that price.
Okay.
So yeah. We were happy with that. But, y'all, I've talked too much, which is what's new.
Too much!
What's new? So let's do this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And, still talk to him. And I don't know why.
Okay, we're gonna have to pause for a minute.
Breaking news.
I got a text from the jar while we were recording, but I hadn't read it because I'm here for you listeners.
I know what the text says.
Y'all, he's like, thanks for reminding me. I grabbed the laundry detergent, but there was a coupon taped to it. Of course there was. All right. Y'all, we got a voice.
You should remind him that it's half price at Publix so he can get it for half price plus the $1.50 off.
I will let him know. We did. Anyway, we're not going to Publix. We're going to Aldi later. But, y'all, we've got a voice letter. So let's take a listen.
Well, wait a minute. Have you previewed this?
I have not.
So it's probably a political call then.
Probably.
Or your college lunch.
Larry Vader.
Oh.
It's Scotty, your Aussie Butler. And congratulations are in order, I hear, on Big Fatty's little show. Appears you have a gentleman caller, gentleman stayer. I don't know, a gentleman regular attendee, the jar, is what Big Fatty called him.
The jar.
The jar.
I'm just trying to work out jar, like... Is that like the baby jar?
No. No.
Baby's
no.
jar, whatever it was, you know?
No,
he's
no,
got like
nothing at all.
Really, really massively fat penis?
Well, the baby jar's dead, and anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. So, congratulations, and you're fat.
Oh.
Okay, well, there's nothing I can disagree with there. So, I am fat.
The baby jar, by the way... Even though he's dead, he did have an enormous penis.
I don't doubt that. He was a very good-looking man.
Well, he's dead now.
Well, yeah, I bet he doesn't look good anymore. But, like, the last time I saw him, very good-looking. Y'all, thank you. First of all, thank you, Scotty. that's very kind. I don't believe he's a gentleman caller or stayer. I believe he's just my boyfriend, which are words I don't say ever. But, oh, I know. We don't utter those words out loud. But thank you. And why Big Fatty named him the jar. He was little Larry. So, but I can't imagine why Big Fatty called him that. I think it's just first thing that came to mind.
First thing that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah. So if, y'all, we do have a voice letter number that, and I don't know it, but if you want to call, you're welcome to. I put it in the show notes almost every week, but it's, but seriously, the number is 843-580-2178, or you can e-letter an audio file to meh@thelfc.online. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm extremely gassy because we just ate Chipotle.
I am extremely gassy, too, because I cooked some beef stool.
Ah. Ah. Yeah. It was cooking yesterday while the jar and I were over, and Big Fatty, you know, he provided us with some water to rehydrate after our, you know, 2 mile walk or whatever it is.
And I did offer up the dark chocolate covered M&M's.
I had some. I know. I had some. I had some on my way out. I took the glasses in.
Y'all, I think he slipped a few in his pocket so he could have them on the way back. You know, fat people have to carb load.
Y'all, we went to the beach today and.
Oh!
It got late. I didn't realize how late it was. And we're in the car. We're getting in the car. And it's like 5 till 3. And I was like, shoo, I'm no wonder I'm hangry. Y'all, and the jar said, let's go to Paige's Okra Grill. So he drives us over there. And
closed Sunday afternoons.
Correct. So then I was like, well, I don't know what to do. So then we were going to go to this hibachi place, like take out hibachi and just get some takeout food. And y'all, I couldn't find it. And so anyway, we ended up at the Chipotle. It's full of coal miners for some reason. But I couldn't figure out why everyone was staring at me all day. And I just assumed it's because I'm with a very, very attractive man. Right. And that
as opposed to, oh, my God, he's fat. And his pants are hanging down in the back.
Right. Now, some of you, and that also could have been the case, but some of you know that I don't like the beach that much. So it is a production. And the jar wanted to go to the beach today. And I was like, it's fine, but you're driving because I don't want that in my car. I don't want to deal with it.
Well, plus and, he had his oil change recently.
Right, right. We did need to make sure it wasn't going to explode. Y'all, I had grabbed sunglasses on my way out the door. Okay, because, but you know, you don't wear your good sun spectacles to the beach. One, they get gross, and two, they get, like, they could get washed away.
So you picked up the sunglasses that had, the 2021 on them?
No, I picked up what I thought were coal mine sunglasses that were, like, red or whatever. Y'all, it wasn't. I accidentally picked up the Gay Day sunglasses that were rainbow, and when you expose them to the sun, they basically radiate rainbows if you're looking at me. Could not figure out what everyone was looking at, but turns out I was just saying, gay homosexual, right here out on the Sullivan's Island. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh! Ooh.
Y'all, we didn't get to a quiz.
We didn't even have time for Dead or Alive.
I know. I nattered too much. I don't know.
Still a little light on the content, but, you know, that's okay.
Well, what do you expect?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
We could stop it. We could go long. We could play Dead or Alive.
Oh, no. No. Keep them coming back for more. I mean, you know, it's kind of like... You know, putting a box of See's candies in front of someone, they come back for more.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
And by comes back for more, do you mean just sits down and eats the whole box until it's gone?
Well, there've been some extensive decorating in Walnut Hills, so you know, probably exhausting.
Yeah, you got to keep your energy up during that. Mm. Yeah. Mm.